One amazing oregano was discovered in a forgotten part of a Canadian farm. We have this story next on Western Live Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Incredible varieties of herbs are waiting to be discovered. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs shares one discovery.
That was an oregano that shouldn't have been growing there. A little patch of our back acreage that was kind of neglected. It was allowed to go to wild for the last 25 years. You know, 25 years ago, or more than 25 years ago, that little spot was planted with a lot of leftover seeds, including the oreganos from Greece, which by all rights shouldn't have grown, shouldn't have survived the winter. And yeah, 25 years later, we discover quite a significant patch of oregano that has persisted. It somehow rearranged its genes to make it survive not only the cold, but also to compete effectively against the local weeds, the local herbivores feeding on the plants around there, and so on. So that story has happened over and over again. It just takes a keen eye to find them. I think there's an awful lot of stuff out there that people just haven't recognized yet. Because part of my conviction is from the fact that I know plants are constantly rearranging their genetics. The very fact that they cross-hybridize so easily means that they're mixing genes. Very often, plants just on their own start doing funny things like doubling their chromosomes. They're just spontaneously in the garden. The plants are notorious for that. So I know there's a lot of stuff going out there, and actually the vast majority of it just isn't being recognized at this point. Just send us an email, call us. My staff knows to forward that kind of information on to me.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.